What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. What is up, Project Lifers? Phil Smoke here. So excited to jump into today's topic. I don't know if you guys are as excited as I am, but you have to be as excited as I am about your life. Today's topic is your life is relationships. And before I get into the topic, I want to welcome everybody that is brand new to Project Life, to the podcast. The best thing you guys could do is share the podcast, rate the podcast, share with your friends and family. I would be so grateful if you guys shared the podcast with everybody that you know that could find value in this podcast, because I'm going to bring the heat. You're going to hear it. It's going to be helpful. It's going to be good. It's going to bring value to your life. Let's jump into today's topic. Your life is relationships. I don't know if you guys know this, but a relationship is the way in which two or more concepts or objects or people are connected or in the state of being connected. So we are going to get into the topic of relationships and how your life is full of relationships. How is that? Is that the question you may ask? How is your relationship with money? Can we agree you're connected with money? We need money. How is your relationship with your health? Can we agree health is a connection that you need in this world? How is your relationship with family? How is your relationship with your significant other? How is your relationship with your friends? How is your relationship with your business? Can we agree there's a relationship that's correlated between two or more concepts, just like the word relationship? So, if you are connected to something in any way, you have a relationship with that, whatever that is. And we are going to get into the first relationship topic to me that I know that is the most valuable. And why is that? Is because the first relationship is with you. How is your relationship with yourself? How is your relationship with you? And most people don't even know that you have a relationship with you. Let me ask you a question. Do you lie to yourself? Do you treat yourself bad? How are you treating you? How are you treating you every single day? How many times do you lie to yourself? Because Project Life, if you continue to lie to yourself, you start actually believing those lies. How many of you even have met people that have believed their own lies? Have they believed their own press? It's not even true. It's not even honesty. They believe in their own lies because they've been lying to themselves their whole lives. I want to break the barrier. I want to break the chains behind this concept, because so many people are lying to themselves and they actually believe their own lies. I'm here to tell you, you got to break that, because your relationship with yourself is failing. And if your relationship with you is failing, guess what happens to every other relationship? It's not going to be good. You're going to lie to other people. You're going to treat those people bad just like you treat yourself. You're going to treat money and disrespect money like you're disrespecting you. If you cannot treat you good, how do you expect to show up in the marketplace and perform? If you're lying to you, if you're not treating your health good, How are you treating your health? How is the relationship with your body? How is the relationship with your food? How is the relationship with things that you do that you're connected with on a day-to-day basis? I'm here to open your mind, to give you a new perspective behind these areas that you could build a better life with, because this is called foundational training. This is my foundational training. I'm actually going to be releasing part of it in my free training to you. your outlook understood. How is the foundation to your life going so far for you? Because what I could tell you is that if you're not working on the foundation of everything that you do, how do you expect to build a tower on top of a foundation that's not sturdy, a foundation that's faulty? Try and work every single day into not being faulty. What's going to happen is you're going to amplify everything that goes on in your life. Everything that you do amplifies. Everything that you do good amplifies, and everything that you do bad will amplify. So what are you doing every single day to create that good relationship with you? So that's the first one. If you're writing this down, if you're taking notes, how is the relationship with you? How many times do you lie to yourself about what you say you're going to do and you never get it done? Why are you even saying it if you don't get it done? Because you just want to sound good to others? Because you just want to make yourself look good? What is the reasoning behind why you're treating you bad? Because the truth will set you free. If the truth sets you free, it's time to start to be free. It's time for you to be free. Because the more I talk to people, the more I help people, the more I understand that people feel like they're in chains. People feel like they're behind bars. They don't feel free. They feel like they're locked down with something, and that's why you can never be the true you. So the first relationship is you. Second relationship is, how are you treating other things in your life? How are you treating the connection, the relationship you have with money? Are you disrespecting it? Are you letting it go? Are you treating it? How are you treating it every single day? Are you abusing it? Think that you have more than you spend? How are you treating your money? I know we could all agree. Money is an important conversation to have, because money, like everybody says, makes the world go round. So we have to understand it. We have to treat it with respect. We have to learn. We have to build the relationship. So how are you building the relationship with you? How are you building your relationship with your finances? Now, the next one is, how are you building your health? How is your relationship with your health? Have you been disrespecting it? Have you been putting in the work with your health? How is the connection between you and your health? Because can we agree, health is wealth. It's actually more important than money, because you can't buy health. You have to work towards it. It has to be a work. You have to work towards it. And if you don't have health, you don't have a life. So how is your relationship with your health? Next relationship I want to highlight is, how is your relationship with your family? How are you treating the people around you? Because the people around you, and family could be friends. Family could be your, obviously, blood relatives. Family to some is different to others. It's all on how you have the outlook towards what family is. Some people never had a family. So family to others is their friends, is the people that they love, is the people that they're building the relationships behind. So if you want to build a good relationship with the people in your life, how are you inputting and building relationships with those people? Are those people going into the same path, in the same outlook as where you're going? And let me explain to you what that means. That doesn't mean both of you guys have to do the same exact things. That means both of you guys have to understand each other and build on how both of you are. Because no two people are the same. No two people are going to do the same things. But how are you building a relationship towards positivity and all the great things that you want to build in your life with the people in your space? How are you building that relationship? Are you inputting good things into your friends and family? Are you giving to those people? Are you constantly helping and growing and learning and putting into those people? What are you doing with your relationships? It's something that so many people create a misconception behind this. People are so focused on themselves and what they could give to themselves. Understand this, and I'm going to say this throughout all my podcasts. The key to receiving is giving. So if you want to receive more, you have to give more. I understand you want everything. I understand how selfish we can be as humans. But just so you know, the key to receiving is giving. So if you want more, you give more. If you want more, you give more. I'm going to say it again, because if you want more, you have to give more. You want more love, you have to give more love. You want more money, you have to give money. You have to give in order to receive. It doesn't make sense to the small-minded, but that's why I'm here to challenge you to open your mind. I'm here to challenge you to challenge who you are yesterday to become a better you tomorrow, for today and then until tomorrow. Make it happen, guys. We are building a project with our lives. And if you're building, that means you're working. If you're not building, that means you're not working. And that means you're staying the same. That means you're going to be the same person 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. Same bank account, same friends, same problems, same everything. You're never going to expand and experience creativity that you know that you can do with your life. You know how creative you are. You know what you can do. You know you could get into it and create. You are just not building. Building just means put in action to where you're going every single day. Building means just put in a little bit today on where you're going today for tomorrow. So tomorrow is just a little bit more built up than yesterday was. And that's with a relationship. That's with any kind of goals or any kind of thing you're going to create in your life. Any kind of situation that you want better, we have to take action towards those things. You want to do those things on a daily basis to create a better relationship with everything that you have in your life. So I challenge you to put in the work. Project Life, today it's about the work. And just like every other day, it's about the work. Because if we're not working, that means we're not building. And if we're not building, we're not growing. And if we're not growing, we're dying. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you want to be a builder. You want to be growing. You don't want to be dying. You want to be in a new place, in a new area in your life, mentally, financially, physically, everything. And that's what Project Life is about. That's what we're here to build. So let's quickly recap what we talked about, what I went into, and how was the relationship with you? Because when you start putting into you and you start putting into the things that make you happy, imagine if you put into you made you happy. Your other relationships will become more happier just because you're happy. You start inputting the things that you know that you can become better at. You start amplifying other things that are around you. You start giving more. You start doing more when you help you. When you are creating that better relationship with yourself. Second relationship that I like to get into is the money. What's up with the money? Treat your money good. Treat your money and respect your money. Don't just let it go. Don't just treat it like it's nothing, because the money is something. The money is a tool. The money can do things for you. Treat it with respect so it could treat you with respect. Same thing like every other relationship. You have to treat things with respect in order to get respect back. So it's exactly what you put out, we get back in. Eventually it all comes back. So how are you treating your money every single day? The third one is your health. How are you inputting into your health every single day? What are you doing to help your relationship get better for you and for your future, you and your health, and where you're going with your journey and the relationship that you have with your health? How is the one with your family and your friends? How is the relationship with your significant other? Are you inputting into them daily? Are you giving back to them? Even though you don't want to, just do what's right. Because once you start doing what's right starts coming back to you. And I'm here to challenge you, Project Life, to do what's right. I'm here to challenge you to do more than you did yesterday. I know it's difficult, but if we push ourselves and we work together to push ourselves every single day to create these better relationships with the connections that we have in our lives, everything can amplify, everything can change, everything that you know, love, will become better. So the call to action for you guys today is to choose one of the relationships that you want to make better in your life and help that relationship move forward. Help that relationship that you have with the things and the connections in your life, how are you going to help them move forward every single day? What are you going to do to become and create a better relationship with the things and the connections in your life, the people, the tools, your business? What about your business? How much are you going to put back into the people in your life, into your business, into the things that you know that you could create a better relationship behind? So the call to action is just to choose one and work on those one things. And that's all my call to actions are, is to take something small and work on that something small, because then a compound effect will happen And through time, you continue to work on the one thing and then you master it. What happens is this. If you try to go big, it gets really confusing, guys. It gets really confusing. You try to master everything. But if you master one thing, I'm going to tell you what happens. You master the one thing. Once you have success in that one thing, in that one phone call, in that one meal that you stopped, in that one exercise that you mastered, in that one small thing, once you've mastered the one thing, what happens is you created a small success. And then what happens after the small success? You want to have more success after that one. But if you try to tackle everything at one time, you're going to fail eventually. And obviously you could end up getting there, but what happens is you don't create those small successes for yourself, the small wins, the small excitement, the small happiness that you can create to create a new one for you in your life. It's a very simple concept, should be spoken about all the time. Master the one small thing, get better at that, and then every single day you work on one little thing that you could become successful at, and then you're creating small success stories every single day. Once you create these small success stories every single day, you will have a compounded effect in all areas of your life, and your life and your relationships in your life will become better. Project Life, I love you guys. I'm excited for you guys. Take action. I'll see you guys next time. Let's go. Project Life listeners, I appreciate you for listening to episode number 11, Life is Relationships. I'm excited for the change. I'm excited for what's about to happen in your life. If you want to follow me on Instagram, follow me at PhilSmoke, PhilSmoke. Don't forget my free training to your foundation to understanding you better, your outlook understood. Go and sign up for my free training on PhilSmoke.com. Share the podcast. Let's get the message out there. See you next time. Let's go.